We got Nevada back. We got New Hampshire back. What are you guys' thoughts and takes? And any surprises? Anything you thought was what you expected? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's interesting that the governor's race is more competitive in Nevada than the Senate race. Laxalt is up 5 and Heller is up 7 in those races. Jackie Rosen looks like she's trailing behind. She left her seat in the 3rd district, right? I think that district went for Trump in 2016.
Yes. She won with a plurality. She didn't win a majority, right? So she
didn't win a majority. Yeah, it was a really close race. But it looks like that's also going to be a close race.
Yeah, we'll see.
With Susie Lee, right, is the new candidate, is the Democratic nominee.
Yeah, we're running against Danny Tarkanian, and right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and in that race, we had it close. We had her up to 18% undecided in that race as well. Okay. It was interesting, in the governor's race, we asked undecided voters if they had to vote who they would vote for, and those voters were breaking for Steve Sisolak, 62-38 or something like that. Mm-hmm. So that means that the race definitely has room to tighten.
Yeah. And do you think that Dean Heller, do you think his incumbency is helping him? Is that maybe why you think he's doing so good in a state that Hillary won?
Yeah. He was really hesitant towards Trump at first in 2016, I remember, but it seems like now he's embraced him more. So that may be helping him as well. Also, of course, with all of these Senate races, we're seeing, like, if Kavanaugh had an effect, that may have solidified his support a little bit more, too.
All right. So moving on to New Hampshire. Not much of a race there in the governor's race, it looks like. And it looks like Chris Pappas.
In the 1st district.
In the 1st district. He looks pretty safe, it looks like. So not a lot of surprises in New Hampshire.
He's up 5 over Eddie Edwards. Mm-hmm. So it's still competitive, I would say. But the governor's race with Chris Sununu and Molly Kelly, it looks like Sununu is definitely going to take that one.
He's fairly popular, right?
Yeah, he's pretty popular. He also was just elected in 2016.
Yeah, New Hampshire has that.
They run every 2 years in New Hampshire, so that I feel like makes it a little bit easier.
Yeah.
You know?
Another popular New England Republican governor. All right, so our next poll is going to be in California, right? Mm-hmm. And we're mainly looking to see what happens in the Senate race. It's going to be between 2 Democrats. Because of California's top 2 primary rule, between Feinstein and State Senate Majority Leader, De Leon. Do you guys see any possible way for De Leon to win against such a powerful incumbent like Feinstein, especially after all the name recognition she got from the Kavanaugh hearing?
What I think is really interesting about this race is that we don't really know where the Republican vote is going to lie. It could not show up, or they could do a protest vote and vote for De Leon, especially since after the Kavanaugh thing, where Dianne Feinstein essentially represented the left, that could potentially anger some Republicans, which could make them do a protest vote for De Leon, even though they're both Democrats, or they could just not show up. We are not entirely sure about that. That's something we're looking forward to seeing when we run that pool. So that's interesting.
Yeah, there's also the statewide race going on for governor in California as well. So that may get some Republicans to turn out for Cox, and those voters may just have to figure out who they're going to decide to vote for in the Senate. Yeah.
And if they don't already like Dianne Feinstein because she's the incumbent, then I guess De Leon just might be the better choice.
But he also does have a base of, like, progressives.
He does. Yeah. And that should be interesting to see how that turns out.
Yeah, so the progressive kind of Bernie-style base, along with kind of this Republican protest vote, can push him over the top. Is that what you guys are saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it'll be interesting for sure.
Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Emerson Polling.
And subscribe to Emerson College Polling Weekly on iTunes, Stitcher, and the CLNS Media app.